The Holy Gospel appointed for the sixth Sunday of Easter and Pentecost Sunday is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 16th chapter, verses 23 through 33. We read responsively to the Lord. Jesus said, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, He will give it to you.
Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full.
I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father.
In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask
I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will be left alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again not to fear or to be afraid, because you have overcome the world for us. You have given us the peace that passes all human understanding, and that will keep our minds and our hearts in Christ Jesus. Yes, you told us in the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning as we celebrate the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. John, the 16th chapter, with special attention to the following verses. Jesus said, "I came from the Father, and I have come into the world. And now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, are you troubled about something? What would you say right now? Think about it for just a moment. Yes, are you troubled about something this morning? Troubled about something that has happened to you during the last week or last month, or even for that matter, for the last year or so, that just won't go away? Perhaps troubled about something at home with your family, troubled about something that has happened to you at work recently, something that has happened with one of your neighbors or friends very close to you. or even for that matter, concerned about your health, an illness in your family, or a financial crisis right now. Whatever it is, I'm sure that all of us experience trouble and tribulation in life, and we are not exempt from it because we are Christians. Jesus never promises a bed of roses. There are going to be a lot of thorns on our way to heaven. And yet, when it happens to us and not to someone else down the street, in our moments of weakness, we usually become very anxious, don't we? Let's be honest about that this morning. Sometimes even afraid of what might happen to us. As a matter of fact, I will confess to you this morning that Ruth and I have been struggling with two major concerns in our life right now that have been troubling us for a number of years now. Unfortunately, they just won't go away. Even though we pray and pray and hope that God will answer our prayers, and yet even though it hasn't happened, we still know that at the end of the day, when God is ready, He will take care of our concerns and answer our prayers. And I'm sure that it is also true of you here this morning. Whatever you're going through right now in your life, when God is ready, not when we want it, when we think He should answer, He will also answer your concerns, your problems and trials and tribulations in life. And that's precisely the concern Jesus had for His own disciples. That from now on, they would have to fetch for themselves with their own concerns, as well as trials and tribulations, and do their own praying to the Father in heaven. They were used to having Jesus always with them during 3 long years. Jesus was doing all of the teaching and all of the healing and all of the praying for them. But the time has come for Jesus' departure. We read in our text, I came from the Father and have come into the world. And now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. But Jesus was not going to leave them desolate, abandoned, and forsaken. No, He didn't. Jesus would send them the Holy Spirit to be with them. As we talked about it last Sunday, remember? Jesus promised them, saying, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor, the Comforter, to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. And that same concern Jesus also has for us. Jesus also wants us to know that we should not be troubled or discouraged, disappointed, or even, for that matter, afraid of anything. As a matter of fact, Jesus promised that during His 3-year public ministry, repeatedly. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Do we believe it? The words of Jesus to us. And then we hear of St. Peter in his first letter, cast all your anxieties on Him, for He, God, cares about you. And then the words of Paul in his letter to the Philippians, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Are we doing that? That's what Jesus did throughout His 3-year public ministry. Not only teaching and healing, He prayed a lot to His Father in heaven, especially as the Son of Man in His own
time of trials and tribulations, he set the example for us as he prayed repeatedly to his Father in heaven. As a matter of fact, right after Jesus had chosen his first disciples, had healed a man possessed by an evil spirit, had healed Peter's mother-in-law from a fever, and many others who were sick and demon-possessed, Jesus left early in the morning while it was still dark, and he went to a solitary place to pray to his Father alone. Yes, Jesus also needed time out to pray to his Father. It happened repeatedly. Later on during his ministry, after Jesus dismissed the crowd, he went up on a mountainside to pray. When evening came, he was there again all alone. This also became evident when Jesus took three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, and told them to watch while he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. As Jesus got down on his knees and he prayed to his Father in heaven, saying, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." So other than his teaching and his healing, prayer was a very important, indispensable part of his ministry and in his life. Jesus even taught them to pray the Lord's Prayer. When one of them asked Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples," and Jesus taught them the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven." Jesus emphasizes that in our text for this morning. "Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Yes, from now on, the disciples would have to do the praying themselves without Jesus' help and guidance. As a matter of fact, in chapter 17 of the Gospel of St. John, this is what Jesus said about his disciples before ascending into heaven. "I pray for them, for those you, Father, have given me, for they are yours. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me." Yes, there was no question about the fact that Jesus was very concerned about his disciples and the people who followed him for 3 years as he finally prepares himself to leave them. We read again in our text for today, "I came from the Father, and I have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. Not only that, but I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace." And this is what Jesus told them, "Peace I leave you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Yes, and then Jesus concluded saying, "In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I, Jesus, have overcome the world." And that's precisely what happened after Jesus taught them how to pray.
promised to send them His peace and the coming of the Holy Spirit, He tells them now not to fear, not to be afraid, but to take heart. Yes, at the end of Jesus' 3-year public ministry, after His suffering and His death and His resurrection, Jesus finally took His disciples to the vicinity of the Mount of Olives, where He gave them the great commission to go baptize and make disciples of all nations. Jesus said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And lo, I will be with you even to the end of the world. And after having said that, in the book of Acts, we're told that He was lifted up. He was lifted up and blessed them. And as He was blessing them, suddenly He was taken up into heaven. We read in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 9, Jesus was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud enveloped them, hid them from their sight. As a matter of fact, as Jesus was taken up into heaven, two men dressed in white asked Him the question, Men of Galilee, why do you look up into the sky? The same Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen Him go into heaven. And after Jesus had ascended, they returned to Jerusalem, not sad, but overjoyed. We read, they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives. A Sabbath day walk from the city with great joy. Not only that, but they all joined together constantly in prayer. The words of Paul in his letter to the Thessalonians, be joyful, always pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Yes, now it was up to them not only to take care of their own concerns in life, as we do ourselves, but to do all of the praying now, and to go and make disciples of all nations by being truly His disciples. Yes, may God the Father bless you and I today through His Holy Spirit, as we also devote ourselves not only to prayer with our own concerns, trials, and tribulations in life, but to receive His peace and to receive the coming of the Holy Spirit as we also carry on Jesus' ministry to go baptize and make disciples of all nations. And finally, but not least, to always follow and obey the words of Jesus, to take heart, because Jesus has overcome the world for you and for me. He has delivered us from the power of sin, from the power of death, and from the power of the devil, as we place all of our faith, all of our trust in Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. Yes, in the world you will have tribulation. He never promised us a bed of roses. But be of good heart. I, Jesus, have overcome the world. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.